blackout
of Wildy and Tausch begins now.
All right, so I'm getting some questions from the YouTubers, the dwellers, as Jesse affectionately calls them. They would like me to flat out ask Matt LaFleur, why does Rich Bisaccia still have a job? Again,
I'd like to see. Yeah, how are you gonna go?
How
are you gonna go about doing that? You gotta grease him up a little bit. I know Rich is a head coach.
Well, he did go right to the point on Tucker Kraft last week. He texted him about Tucker Kraft. Hey, what's up with Tucker Kraft?
Maybe that is true, and he got no response. I was very surprised. Cost me a Steinhoffler this week that Tucker played as much as he did. Tucker's tough, man. Tougher than a $2 steak. How are you gonna ask for Bisaccia's job, Jason?
Yeah, so I'm definitely not gonna ask it that way.
All right, let me be LaFleur. Let you go ahead.
Oh, I love when you guys do this.
I want to be LaFleur. I'm not as handsome. Obviously, what they say, his hair coiffed and eyes and whatever else.
It's a good look. Can I be Waller's the PR guy? Can I do that?
No.
All right, any questions?
Matt, I know you brought in.
No, great, Jason. Oh, thanks for showing up. I've been missing a lot of these press conferences with show.
Matt, stop having them during the radio show. Jason. Maybe you could talk after practice when you actually have information. Oh, wait, you don't want to have information. That's why you do it beforehand.
That sounds very passive-aggressive, Jason.
No, it's
aggressive. All right, two more, please.
It's aggressive, and it's true. Okay. And I would say that part, I would say he knows that it frustrates me that he does them before his practices. But, Matt, you hired Rich because after years of the special teams not being where you wanted them to be, the idea was to get a proven special teams coordinator to get them to where they needed to be. Do you think they are where they need to be? And if not, what do you think the reason is that they have continued to be a point of issue for your teams?
That's a great question, Jason. That's
a great question, Jason.
I don't know. I have listened to your podcast, not on Spotify for the last couple of weeks, but I have listened to your podcast, and I love when you just say, I don't know. So that is what the tact that I'm going to take with your question. So, Jason, I don't know.
If we're going to do role play, as much as zinging me is great, that's not super helpful. Yeah,
I think you just did up, you being the head coach of the Packers.
What is Matt LaFleur going to say? I do think he'll let you know that what is going on is not acceptable. He's not going to say, I'm going to fire Rich Bisaccia.
Right, which is my point. I am not.
No, I think your question is really good, and I'll be very curious how he responds to that. Because it has been. I don't know what's the dude's name that does all the rankings of special teams. He's the Dallas
Rick Goslin, who has retired, so we don't even have his rankings from last year.
No.
I bet I was going to ask him to give me his formula, and then I'll do it because we need it. We need those rankings.
Need it or don't need it. I don't. You know what, Jason? It's a fair question. Obviously, everybody's talking about that because of yesterday and. What happened is unacceptable. You're just looking around the league. There's a lot. Rich Bisaccia has had a great track record with special teams throughout the NFL. He has got our kicking and punting game completely solidified. We had some breakdowns yesterday, and we need to address those and fix that yesterday. And I am going to put there is a sense of urgency because we've been around here, and we've had years where we didn't fix it, and it's cost our blank. This will not be that year. Come hell or high water, we will get that fixed.
That'd be a good answer by him. Much better than I don't know.
Well, can you have a laugh? I mean, everybody's so.
I did.
Well,
I
today,
did
can
laugh.
We not have a laugh?
I did laugh.
I know.
Spotify line was a good line.
Talk about passive aggressive.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm not being passive aggressive at all. I'm being aggressive. I don't know what else I can possibly say.
You're just not being aggressive with the right people.
I am. I don't even know. I'm not even sure who the right. I assumed you were the right people.
I cannot fix the Spotify thing.
What do you do
around here exactly?
I tell other people, hey, we got to fix the Spotify thing. Kind of the same thing Tausch does, just a little less aggressively.
Let's take one more call. Let's go to Eric in Green Bay. Eric, good morning. Welcome to Wildy and Tausch. How you doing?
You know, okay, all things considered. I just want to make a quick add in right away, Jason. If you did want to be passive aggressive with LaFleur at the press conference, just have your phone go off and see where that gets you.
Well, he did handle it very well the time that Christmas Tree Farm by Taylor Swift started playing from my phone randomly. He did not get
angry
about
that. Taylor Swift has a Christmas Tree Farm?
She's got a song called Christmas Tree Farm. It's one of my favorite Christmas
songs,
actually.
That would be a perfect. Again, every time I think of Christmas Tree Farms, I think of those holiday movies on Hallmark.
Yes.
Like, that is like a staple of that.
Indeed.
Mm-hmm. So,
I think of you chopping down your own tree having the base that fit it.
Yeah, that happened.
I think I discovered where that place is over this weekend.
Good.
Yeah. Eric, I'm sorry. Go
ahead. Yeah. No, you know, it's an underrated Christmas jingle, and we're getting pretty close to jingle kringle time of year. Oh, so,
Wildy will have that up and out. I can almost guarantee that.
Yeah, absolutely. All right, so you know, my big takeaway from the game is like, man, it one of those things that every possible thing that could have gone wrong, whether it was penalties, just odd decisions, the Jordan Love situation at the end of the third quarter trying to rush to get that playoff. That was weird. He had time to throw it away, taking the sack. Like, just that was odd. The penalties on defense at the end before the kick, and obviously the interception, really no excuse. I almost hope it's one of those things that, and I'm not kicking them too, that so, like, you can look at of the 10-ish things that had to go Cleveland's way for them to win, like, every single one of those things happened, that maybe the you know, there's got to be like a little bit of like an accountability check. Like, every position group can say, if we would have made this block, if we would have stayed in bounds, if we ran the coaches, this probably wouldn't have happened, right? So I think it's one of those things that, yeah, while the big goose egg was Jordan Love throwing that pick, there is just so many ugly moments that seem fixable from a team standpoint. And I'm hoping this is a wake-up call. And if I was framing this in like a positive and negative, I think Rashid Walker, right, earlier in the week, dropping the undefeated quote, and then just, what was it, Matt Hamilton saying the fart in the bathtub Sunday. Like, I'm just hoping that it's one of those things that this is a wake-up call and they just come back mad. One side note, by the way, speaking of bold predictions, the William Tosh Boldathon account is live. I will update it after tomorrow when we have full week two stats. It's a real grassroots effort here. I have there's zero followers on the account. So we could like the Packers yesterday. We could only go up from here, but
big launch day coming up.
We got a logo.
Yeah.
You know, we got a weekly updates
going
on. It's a fun project.
All right. Sylvie, or Waddle, also eliminated from Waddle and Sylvie on ESPN Chicago. Packers 8-0 going into Philadelphia. Yeah, he joined the Rob Domofsky circle of losers.
Yes, but I believe Craig Carson, one of his predictions was that the Packers would lose two games this year directly attributed to special teams.
He's got one.
Yeah.
He's got one in the bank already.
I am here to tell you that I am officially the first follower at WT Boldathon. That's Eric and Green Bay's handle for
what
our
a guy.
Keeping track. This is fun. Thank you for your service. Yet another person working for us for free.
Followers, I will start to include Steinhoffel sleepers if we get up to 10 followers.
Wow.
We'll see what we can do.
Well, Molly, myself, and Jesse will follow you, so we're going to get to 4 already.
Yeah.
You follow it. That's 5. We're almost done.
I'm not going to follow myself. I got to earn this. I got
to
earn the time.
That's fair. Okay, we'll get you. We'll see if we can get you.
Thanks, Eric. Right, we appreciate you.
Yeah, take care. Be good.
Let Jesse put it after that viral clip that he put out yesterday.
Yeah, I'm popular right now.
So
old Mike.
So Potster.
Mike and Mac.
I don't know if Jesse has this plan for Wonelli, but Mike McCarthy sitting with the athletic director at the University of Wisconsin at a volleyball match when Mike McCarthy's not coaching this year,
Mm-hmm.
And things are going the way they're going on the football front for the University of Wisconsin. I'd be curious to know if any consideration was given to the optics. I'm not saying Mike McCarthy is the next coach of the Badgers. Jesse was trying to imply that with his tweet, though. And
were
lots
you implying?
Of lots
I
of clicks.
I didn't say that at all. In
imply
my tweet.
Means did, you didn't say it.
I never said anything about anything.
Did
in
you
my
didn't
tweet.
Say all those it.
Clicks? Did you like all those clicks? That you
clicky,
had?
Clicky.
I did.
Clicky.
All those clicks. I thought there'd be some clicks, and then it was like, oh, these other people are starting to share my.
Was it a clickapalooza?
Then it became a clickapalooza.
Well, all I'm saying is, if Mike McCarthy someday is the head football coach at the University of Wisconsin, he can join UW Credit Union and have his checks directly deposited.
And maybe his daughter is a big volleyball player, and maybe she would want to do that. There's all kinds of different things, but for every stage of life, UW Credit Union is here for every you, proudly serving Wisconsin. For over 90 years, they're going to help you reach your financial goals. And people ask, why did you join UW Credit Union? Well, I want to keep my banking local. I love their member first service and their great perks like early payday. But, you know, we had a good day with Bucky. Bucky and I are back on good terms. He didn't concuss me, didn't get after me too much. If you love Wisconsin like I do, you just can't pay with anything else. Fandom will make you do crazy things, but, man, this makes sense. Become a UW Credit Union member today. Get your Bucky card like I did, federally insured by NCUA. Terms and conditions do apply.
All right, so, Jesse, I teased you about not knowing exactly what your responsibilities are over there. So have you been curating texts and YouTube comments, or have you not been doing that either?
I was, and then our Wi-Fi went out here.
There was a big storm brewing over there.
There was a power surge during some of the thunderstorms.
Golf has been postponed, and so it's a little dicey.
So we the phone internet is working.
I bet Riley's got it.
Have the rest.
I bet Riley's got a lot curated.
So,
do you, Riles? Yeah, Riley's on it.
Go see
all right,
if there's
well, it takes a village to curate texts and YouTube comments. So hopefully someone did it. I'm guessing it's not the guy with the medallion t-shirt. More Wildy and Tausch straight ahead. Stick around.
Is that me?
The point in the program where I turn things over to Jesse and Riley, who have been curating, allegedly, some of the comments.
I don't know how
on
much
the...
curating. Let me tell you something. I've been watching old boy here. He ain't. This isn't like some art dealership where there's a lot of curation going on. There's a lot of wolfing down potential breakfast sandwiches.
Didn't even find any.
I know, but you.
And now
Jesse's wishing him gone.
It's downpouring out here, so now all the golfers are in there, so any food they do have around here, I'm sure they're all scarfing up. Yeah,
it's a tough break for you, Jess.
I don't want to go
all
in
right.
this rain.
You guys
had a park in Pesh to go because all these vans are taking up all the parking spots. That's
be
another story.
Long wet walk back to your vehicle.
Yeah, it looks like it. Yeah.
yes, indeed. All right, Jesse, let's start with you. Right, did you guys divide and conquer here? What exactly did you and Riley do?
I'm in an unfortunate situation because I don't have the internet to access the text line, but I can pull up YouTube on my phone. So I have drawn the YouTube dwellers, and Riley will curate the texts, and we can alternate. Right? So here we are. Unfazed in the YouTube comments. It seems like every time we, the Packers, lose a key player, the team can't perform anymore.
So help me out. Zach Tom is the key player we lost.
Yeah, Zach Tom, a key player.
I don't know. We
Jaden Reed, a key player.
Felt like we played pretty well in the Washington game without him.
It's a good point.
So I don't know.
Fair
if that's,
point.
Fair
yeah,
response.
I
Jaden Reed.
Maybe
a big
maybe
chunk of that
in
game.
In game losing people.
Maybe, but maybe it's the fact that Cleveland's defense is really good and we didn't adjust. Maybe that's part of it, or we're just not. Our offense isn't ready to rumble with the big boys yet. Maybe it could be those things too.
What did you personally make of the Zach Tom departure after one snap?
Yeah, I thought it was. I'm sure it's frustrating for everybody because I know the training staff wants to trust the player, and I think the player wants to play, but you have to kind of see the big picture on this, and the fact that you had Myles Garrett, I'm sure Zach wanted to be out there and compete, but when you said that he told you he couldn't run straight ahead at the middle to end of last week, I ruled him out. You can't play. And I was very surprised when I saw that he was on the active list. And then I was very surprised when he played. And I was not very surprised when he came out after one snap.
Right.
So, and it's always easier from
terrible.
The outside.
You could see how terrible he felt.
No doubt about it. So I think it's just a mismanaged situation. Sit him, give him the bye, let him get healed up because that, again, I don't know obliques. I don't have obliques. So I can't really comment on how to yank an oblique. But in that case, you just have to let him get healed and then let him get back out there because he gives you stability. And when he's out, all of a sudden, then you have to start thinking, am I going Belton or am I going to go Jordan? Well, I want to get Jordan out there because he's earned the right. And he hasn't played right tackle much. He's been guard and he's been left tackle. And is it fair to Jordan? Hey, man, life ain't fair. Yeah, I feel bad for Jordan because I think he is sitting there trying to find his spot. He wants to be the left tackle for this team, and I think Green Bay wants him to be the left tackle next season. I think that is the plan. And you're going to start losing confidence and having other people lose confidence in you if you keep throwing him out there in different spots and he hasn't got – you want to be versatile. But players want to play a spot and master it. Jordan has not, you know, he didn't win the job against Shido. And when that didn't happen, he is, and I think part of it is because they felt he could be that plug and play guy. Well, yesterday proved, at least for a chunk of it, that that wasn't in the best interest of Jordan. And it certainly wasn't in the best interest of the Packers yesterday because it didn't work. So there's a lot of question marks that you have to start figuring out. And I think, for as much as I love the way Green Bay cross-trains their guys, the fact they don't have that backup center that you know, I know they feel good about Sean Ryan, but then all right, what do we do with Sean Ryan? Then we have to go Jordan. Well, then we have to go Belton. And how good do you feel about a three-piece move rather than just a one? You have to start figuring out what is this going to look like and who can we count on? Because right now they can't count on Aaron Banks either. And when you can't count on him, well, then who you put in left guard? Right now you feel like the only guy you have, Elgton Jenkins, Sean Ryan, and Shido. And then everything else is I don't know, what's going to stick? What are we going to do? That's where they're at. And by the way, those two positions are your highest paid. And that's a frustrating deal.
Before Riley gives his favorite text of the ones he's curated, Doug on Twitter. I want to love, but he just isn't the dude. Now, if he'd have stopped there, I don't necessarily agree with him, but I think it's an interesting conversation. Here's my follow-up that he adds, and I'm wondering if this makes him renders this opinion null and void. We win this game with Willis. Imagine this team with Caleb Williams, unstoppable. Doug.
Wow.
Doug.
Like, if you want to have a conversation about love, you want to love, but he, you know, makes it harder for you to love him, I can have that conversation.
Okay.
But we win this game with Willis, and imagine this team with Caleb Williams?
Yeah.
Yep.
That's not a conversation that I'm even going to broach. Because
unstoppable. All right.
No, if you want to say Josh Allen, all right, I can get on board with that. Yeah. That's Josh Allen or Lamar Jackson.
Yeah.
I'm real interested.
Mahomes, sure.
Mahomes, although he's looking that offense isn't looking
He
right.
still looks good. The rest
Does
of the
he? Threw three passes behind the line of scrimmage that were almost fumbles last night.
Russell Wilson? Anyone?
No. I'm good.
I'm good, too. All right, Riley, what's the text so we can get to Whoa – Jesse and Riley, again, I don't know what you guys are doing.
Yeah, so we had a couple of Jordan Love texts that I thought about bringing up, but we just talked about a lot of Jordan Love discussion today. So Ron in Rome, a question for you, I believe, Jason. I remember Mike Holmgren bringing referees into practice when we were having too many penalties. The Packers were penalized 14 times yesterday. Does LaFleur do that?
Yeah, they have refs that work the practices, yes. Mm-hmm. But again... they're local guys.
I love those refs that
and
come
Tausch
in, man.
Knows this. They
I
can
almost
easily
dislocated old boy's hip. That was when I almost dislocated the old man's hip, the ref. We were running because we used to – they didn't have cameras on both sides, so we'd have to river, called Riverside, so that you get the backs of – you could get the tight copy with if it's the defensive film or the offensive film. So we'd always, after every period, you'd have to run. And as you'd run, you'd try to, you know, you'd get after the ref a little bit, and I gave him a big old bop. And he, I thought I dislocated his hip. Mike Sherman, I actually say something to me like, hey, don't do that again. This guy's 77 years old. And so it's fun. The officials are there. They're trying to tighten things up. You're going to disagree with their calls just like you will in a game. But so, yes, I would be shocked if Matt LaFleur doesn't have those officials.
We will ask him.
Larry! Larry's
a nice fella. We will ask him, I'm sure, about the penalties. He talks at 3 o'clock today, so we look forward.
They're having Larry the ref talk?
No. Matt LaFleur.
Oh.
Larry LaFleur.
I hope Larry's still with us, because if he was in his 70s when you were playing, he'd be an old fella by
it's
now.
It's been a long time.
So we're going to skip out on trivia for today. We'll double up later in the week. Trivia presented by Cousin Subs. Cousin Subs, we believe in better.
Get those crispy chicken tenders.
The only thing we didn't hit on, I thought, because I got a little criticism on our post game last night, not talking about the offensive line and how disappointing it was, and then you talked about the grades that Pro Football Focus put out, and it was a tough day.
Sean Ryan apparently had a decent day compared to his compadres.
Yeah, you just, you know, make sure you're not the slowest gazelle, right? Isn't that how that works?
I'm not touching gazelles.
I think when you, well, now Micah wants to be the hunter, right? And that, yeah. I saw Jason in that clip. You were just laughing. Uh-huh. Oh, you must, it looked like you were at a roast. Mike is talking, and you are just dying laughing. I'm like, is everything he's saying really that funny, or is Jason just putting on a show? It looked like the Comedy Hour back with Richard Pryor and the whole crew.
What was I making?
Oh, I don't. But it was. It was like I was embarrassed. Like, oh Mike, what is he doing over there? Mike, he's talking about being a hunter, and Jason thought that is just the best stuff ever. Maybe it was. I didn't get a chance to catch it, so I can't be too critical. But this whole.
I'm pretty sure you're still being critical.
Well, you admit that was.
I looked like a Smith.
You were
Kitson.
Yucking
yes,
it up.
It was a terrible look.
You were Johnny Yuck.
Totally.
Like,
agree.
This is the best stuff.
And apparently laughing somewhere between the Pillsbury Doughboy and Mickey Mouse.
I don't know what it was, but it was fun.
Oh, boy.
But my point was, before I sidetracked with the gazelle.
You sidetracked yourself.
I did, yes. I'm not arguing. I do think the other conversation, because it was so prevalent, and I don't know if we're going to get into it because it's not going to happen, but the Jeff Hafley component, and people couldn't be higher on Jeff Hafley today, and they couldn't be lower on the Matt LaFleur. You know what? No, that's not true. The power rankings of low would be Bisaccia, then LaFleur, and then you got up here, Hafley is at the top of the mountain. That's how Packer fans feel today. And we've already had people say what?
Fickell would be below Bisaccia.
He's not part of the Packers.
I understood. Yeah.
Not that I'm aware of. If you know something I don't, let me know.
Okay.
But now you just totally sidetracked me. I'm not sure where I'm going.
We will save Bisaccia for whatever LaFleur says about special teams today. I like the conversation about Hafley and LaFleur.
Oh, I know what it was going to be. It's just everybody is so worried already about losing Jeff Hafley.
Mm-hmm. That's true. Mm-hmm. There is that concern, and I'm fine having that hypothetical that if Ed Policy walked downstairs and said, look, we can only keep one of you. We're either keeping Matt LaFleur as the head coach, or we're keeping Jeff Hafley and promoting him to head coach. We can have that's a great sports talk conversation to have. It's not happening.
That's not going to be occurring at 1265 Lombardi Avenue. But the reason why I'm okay with the conversation is it's a referendum on where fans stand on those two key figures in the Packers hierarchy.
I hate to say this, Matt LaFleur, if we did that today, Matt LaFleur would lose. In a big way.
Yeah, I would agree. Yeah. And I'm not saying that that's right. I'm saying that's how people feel. What would be right would be for us to get to Woe Nelly before we can do that. I want to remind you, hopefully you never have to make this call, but make the right call if you have been injured in an accident, and that is to Gruble Offices. 414-276-6666, 414-276-6666, Gruble Offices, one call, that's all. Make sure you go to the website to find out more about the firm at gruber-law.com. Woe Nelly! Or Woe Riley, or whatever it is we're doing, is next. It's Wilde and Tepsch. Full day. Not so beautiful for the Packers. We'll talk to Matt LaFleur at 3 o'clock, but right now we'll talk to Jesse Nelson for Woe Nelly.
If the topic is good, the guys discuss.
Just the other morning I had breakfast at Tracy Rocker's house. His mama brought out 15 flapjacks. He said, mama, take back 5 of them flapjacks. I gotta stay hungry for the Crimson Tide.
But if it's not, the show must go on. It's time for
Woe Nelly
on Wilde and Tausch.
Congratulations to the Milwaukee Brewers, National League Central Division champions, for a third consecutive year.
Tausch, your thoughts.
Oh, wait, you can't say anything about it. Thumbs up, he says. Jason, what do you make of the Milwaukee Brewers winning their third straight NL Central title? They clinched it because the Cubs got swept in a four-game series by the Cincinnati Reds.
Yeah, I'm nervous.
No. Polluted mindset.
Woody now with a lat issue.
Hey, you stay out of this.
I'm thrilled.
By the way, Brandon Woodruff, 15-day injured list, retroactive to September 18th. Adam McAlvey said he is theoretically good to go for the NLDS based on the timeline. Yes, based on the timeline, he would be available for the NLDS if he's good.
Yeah, theoretically. I'm going to worry about that. Injuries always feel like the one thing that can derail really good teams. We've talked about that with the Lions of last year, and my nervousness with the Packers would be that. But other than that, great. Did they read another letter from Bob Uecker afterward?
We are never going to let them live that one down, are we? No more letters. There were
no
more.
Thank you.
Yeah, no more letters.
Thank you.
But there was an emotional moment. Maybe we'll play this tomorrow for you on the.
I think Brewers, that's a good decision.
On the Brewers Network broadcast, Lane Grindle in the clubhouse as the celebration was going on asked Pat Murphy about it, and he got a little choked up about Uecker's presence and not being there for the first time to celebrate a division title. So it was a cool moment. We'll talk more about it tomorrow. But yes, the Brewers clinch. They're only a couple of wins or Phillies losses away from clinching the number one overall seed at some point this week. Very fun. They will not be in that stupid wild card round. Automatically into the NLDS, they have earned a first round bye.
Excellent.
If Tausch was here, he'd say that's probably a big reason why the Brewers might feel like a different chance at a playoff run deep this year, because they're not in that silly round where they could be eliminated in two games despite being a division winner. I'm sure he would have some ideas to maybe fix that format if he were able to weigh in on it. Unfortunately, he can't.
When is the ban over? When is the ban
over? Wednesday he can come back, yeah.
Okay, all right, great. Woe Nelly.
Woe Nelly!
And we're
That's
out of
it.
Time.
Yep.
Great job, Riley. Great job, Tausch. Really good segment.
Mime Tausch.
We'll wrap things up next. It's Wildy and Tausch.
This.
Call you up in the middle of the night, like a firefly without a
For those of you that felt frustration on Saturday with the Badgers loss at home to Maryland.
Is there anybody that didn't feel frustration on Saturday?
And we're hoping to work your way through those feelings today on our program. We didn't quite get there. The Packers taking precedence.
If the game would have ended 10-0, we probably would have got there today. But.
I appreciate you guys both finishing my sentences for me from TPC Wisconsin, because I think you're right, Jesse. I think we would have spent a lot more time discussing that. We will discuss it to some degree tomorrow. Anything else before we go, Tausch?
Yeah, who do you got like tonight? Tonight I think is going to be real interesting. I actually
the Barry Alvarez show.
The Barry Alvarez show. That's going to be must tune in. What time is that at?
6 p.m. on ESPN Madison.
If you have a chance to check out the evil Luke Fickell Twitter account, he had an interesting AI press conference that he held. It's pretty funny. tonight, what are you?
Lions Ravens. I think it's going to be very.
Yeah.
I think you're going to find out a lot if Detroit struggles offensively, and I think tonight will be one of those Monday night games that I really am going to want to watch.
All right. We will have that and the Badgers and everything else to talk about tomorrow. That's it for us today. Thanks for coming along for the ride. Thanks to Riley Yauch. Thanks to TPC Wisconsin. And thanks to you. Have a great day. Take care. Be good.